Bishop Harris, can you read Matthew 7, 7 through 11? And I need somebody else to read Galatians 6 and 9. And then I need Sister Marche, will you read Job 22 and 28? Amen. Amen. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Stand to our feet. Amen. Amen. Because we stand for the reading of the word. Amen. Amen. Okay, come on, let's go. Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Uh-huh.
He that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. For what man is there of you, who if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven,
amen. Somebody says, ask, seek, and knock. Galatians 6 and 9. Who has that? You have it? Uh-huh. Amen. So somebody say, ask, seek, and knock in due season. All right. Come on. Job 22 and 28. Uh-huh. Amen, amen, amen. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Just say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, access is granted to you because they not like us. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. Access is only granted. Point to yourself and say, me. It's only granted to me. They can't come because they not like, they don't have the access that I have. They don't, okay, let me just, they don't have the anointing I have. They ain't been through what I've been through. They ain't been vetted in this thing, right? So they can't go where I'm going. Recently, I was in the airport. And sometimes when we are going on with our days, mother, our head is down in our phone. And we're really not paying attention, Mother Pierce, where we're walking. That's what the young folks do. Yes, we don't pay attention where we're walking. We just have our phones and we go. And I'm walking and I'm thinking I'm going toward baggage claim. And I went through a door I had no business going through. And when I went through the door on my phone, I did like this. You know, sometimes we do this to open the door and just keep on going. Yeah, so I opened the door that way, kept on going. And I realized, Mother Pierce, that I was in an area that I was not authorized to be in. And when I realized I was in that area, it was when somebody who was authorized to be in that area said, Miss, you're not supposed to be here. And I said, I looked up from my phone and I said, he's right. I'm not supposed to be in here. And he said, this is an area that only authorized individuals have access to. I'm going somewhere, y'all. So I said, well, what is this area? He said, well, this area gives you access to other people's belongings. It gives you access to where their baggage goes and where their baggage is opened and where their baggage is scanned. And so I'm not supposed to be there because I have not been vetted to be in that area. I'm going somewhere if you let me, y'all. So I was in the wrong place. And I was going the wrong way because I did not have access. I was not granted access to be in that area. It was not, I was not vetted. I didn't have the credentials. I could have got in trouble. Ooh, watch this. I could have got in trouble for being in that area if TSA would have got me, because I was not authorized to be there. You following me? Uh-huh. So access, let's look at the word access. The word access and the word granted used separately are strong enough. These are strong words. But together, these words are powerful. They went from strong to being powerful. See, it's one thing to have access, but it's another thing to have access granted unto you. You can have unauthorized access. I had unauthorized access because I was able to get through the door. And it was not my door. But I still had access to get through the door. And here's the problem with us. Sometimes we have access to get through to an unauthorized place. And when we get there, we're not prepared for what we see because we have not been vetted and we're not ready for what's there. But we walk through these doors and we go, oh, I can do it. I want to be a part. I want to, but you're not ready because your heart is not right. Uh-huh. So now you got unauthorized access because guess what? We need to put you in a position. This is how the church do sometimes, because there's empty slots in the church. We put you in a position that you should not have. Because you're not ready. You can have unauthorized access. That means that you can gain logical or physical access without permission. Unauthorized access comes with consequences. It comes with consequences. It means that if you're accessing a place that you have no business accessing, you can almost get shot if you're in the wrong place. Limited access is another type of access, and that means having access restricted to a relatively small number of points. Limited access leaves you wanting more. You ever get access to something and you say, well, I want to go behind that door. You can go behind the first door, but it's our curiosity that makes us want to go, well, I want to go here. We don't even appreciate the access that we have, but we want more access. We're angry because we have limited access. But having full access, somebody say full access. Having full access granted provides the ability to get some things done where previously you hadn't been able to do so. The dictionary defines access as the means of approaching, entering, exiting, or making use of your right to approach. Your right to approach, either enter or exit. To grant means to consent. I'm giving you consent, y'all, to the fulfillment of this privilege. In short, because I'm almost ready, God is saying, I'm giving my consent for you to enter, exit, or make use of things and places that you hadn't been allowed to previously because you're my child. There is some things that God is giving to his believers in this season that he's not going to give to nobody else. When you find yourself being blessed in your family and you wonder why your sister and your brother ain't blessed, that's because they don't have access. You get access through relationship. You get access through reading your Bible. You get access through praying. You get more access, not limited. Some of us have limited access because we're giving God limitations of the prayer. We're not praying in the morning, Selena. We're praying when we get in trouble. We're not asking God for stuff. We're asking God for things, but we're not thanking him for what we already have. And this is why we have limited access. I'm talking to somebody in here. What do you mean? It means that places you couldn't gain entrance into are now open. Somebody should have got happy right there. Because now you have access, full access, where you didn't have access before because you're not like them. Now you have the credentials because you've been praying, because you've been fasting, because you've been reading your Bible, because you've been paying your tithes, because you've been loving your enemies. Uh-oh. Go ahead and say it, mother. They don't want to love their enemies no more. They want to talk about their enemies. They want to hate their enemies. And you can't have access when you have hatred in your heart. Can't have full access. You'll have limited access. You'll have unauthorized access. The doors before was shut, but now you have full access, and now they're open. Mm-hmm. What was locked up now is being released. Uh-huh. You're gaining healing from your sickness now that you have access. You're getting delivered from your depression now that you have access. You're getting peace over anxiety now that you have access. I need to say that again. You're gaining peace over anxiety because you have access. I'm ready, Talia. Let's go ahead and go into church. You're going to have a right mind over confusion because now you have access. The scripture says, let us not be weary. Uh-huh. And when I read that, I quickly thought to myself, I'm not in this by myself. Uh-huh. Because sometimes when you feel like you're in it by yourself, you feel like you're all alone. You feel like you can't make it through. Because the dictionary says, us is used to refer to yourself and one or more others. See, it's a little easier to receive someone and to receive something and to fight when you know somebody's going to fight with you. Tell your neighbor, I got full access. In the name of Jesus, I got full access. Matthew 7, 7 and 8 says, ask and it will be given to you. That's access. Seek and you will find. That's access. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Tell your neighbor, I got full access. I got full access to God because I'm not like them. I know how to get up in the morning and talk to the Lord. I know how to lay my plate down when I need God to do something for me. Because I got full access. Jesus is clearly giving us instruction on how to have access granted for God's blessing. Tell your neighbor, I need a blessing. So I got to ask, I got to seek, and I got to knock. We ought to ask. It's easy to understand. We simply ask God for what we want, and we ask God for what we need, and sometimes he doesn't give us what we want, because it's not always good for us, but he'll give us what we need. We have to seek, and when we seek, that means we're purposely looking for something. We're looking around for God to do it for us, and we're supposed to knock. Knocking means that we want to come in somewhere. What do we want to come into? We want to come into the joy of the Lord. We want to come into his presence. We want the glory to fill this place. That's where we want to go. Access granted. He's telling us that there are gifts available, and all you have to do to gain access to them is to ask and to seek and to knock. I wish you would tell your neighbor, I got access. Don't be mad at me, because I can go places that you can't go. I can see things that you can't see, because I got access from on high. He doesn't just give you access automatically. The Bible says he's the author and the giver of the gifts. But we are involved in this process. We got to seek him while he can be found. You don't see what's going on in the world. You don't see what's happening around you. You better open up your eyes and seek him first. You better open up your mouth and talk to him quick, because he's coming back soon. And you're going to need access to be caught up to meet him in the air. Open up your mouth and give God some praise. we won't have access to what he has in store for us. If it's not our season, and that's our problem, we let social media trick us into thinking it's our season because we're watching somebody else's season, and we're sitting there, and we're scrolling, and we're saying to ourselves, I could be doing this, and we're sitting there, and we're scrolling, and we're saying to ourselves, I could be married now, and we're sitting there, and we're scrolling, and we're saying, I could be on vacation now, but the Lord is saying, it's not your season yet, sit still, I got your daughter, you got access, don't worry about what nobody else is doing, just wait on me, you may be in a sowing season. And when you're in a sowing season, you just got to sow in that season because that gives you access. God is giving you full access if you wait on him during the time of sowing. You got to wait with anticipation, knowing that God is going to do it for you. Do you believe God's going to do it? Just wave your hand in the sanctuary. I come to tell you that everything that has been held up from you, God is giving you full access. Tell your neighbor, I got access. I got access. You ought to be proud of that. You ought to be proud. How is it that you're telling me that I got access and I'm sick in my body here, but that's all right because there's healing and gaining access because the Bible says that he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So I come to tell you on behalf of my mother-in-law, that he was wounded for her transgressions. He was bruised for her iniquities. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And by his stripes, she is healed. Open up your mouth and give God some praise. Say, we got access to the Father. I don't have to come with a sacrifice. I don't have to put blood on the doorpost. I don't have to do any of those things. I can come straight to him and say, Father, here am I. I need you now. I need you to heal me. Need you to deliver me. Yes, Lord, I need you like never before. I need you to open up your mouth and talk to God now. Oh, I got access. Don't be jealous. Don't be mad because you can't go where I go. So you don't understand all the hell I've been through to get the anointing that I have. And that's why it says unauthorized for you. But it's authorized for me to walk through and to go through all of this fire because I got access to the victory on the other side. Open up your mouth. Lift your hands. I'm done. I'm not going to finish this. The Spirit said he's finished. There are some places that God wants to give you access to, but he's waiting on you. to surrender some things out of your life, to let go of some things that are not like him. He's waiting on you to let the past go. Some of us, we have so much. We have so much anger, so much bitterness, so much guilt. God is saying, if you just release it, I'm going to give you access to what you need in this season. It's all right. I see y'all crying, but it's all right. Tears is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of release. We need to release those things so that God can give us access. Deacon Gladden, he has a whole lot of stuff that's waiting for us. But we're so bound with the past. We're so bound with what happened to us. Even bound, Selena, with the things that we've done. That's how the enemy tricks us. He says, you can't come to the altar. He says that you're going to be exactly how your mama was, and your mama's mama, and your daughter going to be like, the devil is a liar. Said, I'm giving you access if you let some things go. Lord said, you need to release some stuff. I don't know what you're going through, but Lord said, you need to release. I don't know what brought you in here today, but your release is here today. Have access today to everything that you need. You have access today. Don't look, some of y'all don't have access because of what you're holding on to. Just stand to your feet. Close your eyes. Don't look at nobody. I need everybody to tend to their own issues today. God is going to heal, and he's going to do something supernatural today. Yes, Lord. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's stand up. Come on, everybody in here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands. Some of you need to come. We need to come. Hallelujah. Is the stream up? Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. That thing that's been wearing you down, get that on your mind right now. Yes, get that on your mind right now. Hallelujah. That thing that's keeping you from having full access to God. Come on, get it on your mind. Close your eyes. Come on, God is releasing you. He's releasing the shackles on your mind. There's some things that he wants to do for you. Hallelujah. But we have to be free. 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 So, Father God, we have our hands lifted because we want to be released. We need to be released. It's torturing us. It's destroying us. Our mental health is suffering because of what we're holding on to. But we don't wanna die in this struggle. We want to be better mothers. We want to be better sisters. We want to be better daughters. But Lord, you're going to have to help us. Every time I think I have access to you, I realize I don't. I don't have full access. My access is limited. Nobody can do like you can. Nobody can love me like you can. Nobody can hold me like you can. Nobody can be there for me. People have disappointed me time and time again, but you never forsake me. I gave people full access to me. If I shot me a hole that didn't deserve it, when I should have just given all my access to you. So with my hands lifted up, hallelujah. I'm asking you to break everything. Break it now in the name of Jesus. Break it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for your access. Thank you, Lord. I wasn't authorized before, but I'm authorized now. All the glory. I give you the honor. And it is in Jesus' name that we worship and praise you. And agree. I want to have Pastor anoint the people today. Just come out real quick. Thank you, God.